First this morning, we are going to dig into those retail numbers, and let's start with Target. And this is really reminding me of what happened with Walmart yesterday, Brian. I got to say, because if you look at these top line numbers, third quarter comparable sales up 12.7%. That's better than estimated. Earnings per share beating estimates. Revenue up overall 13% to $25.7 billion. The stock is down, however, and the fly in the ointment, just like it was with Walmart, seems to be that Target is holding the line on price. Gross margin down to 28%. That's down 2.6 percentage points from a year earlier. Saz, are you getting the same read on this thing?
Yeah, it's almost rinse and repeat here, Julia. And you're right on them holding the price. I was on a call last night with Target's CEO, Brian Cornell, and CFO, Michael Fiddelke. And I did get the sense that they are not, very much like what Walmart said the day before, they're going to hold the line on prices so consumers can, in fact, have a holiday season that won't completely eviscerate their wallets. But overall, I mean, this wasn't a bad quarter. I mean, you have Target putting up another strong result in same-store sales, which I should note, they outperform Walmart on a same-store sales basis. They have a good level of inventory headed into the holiday season. Also, they lifted their fourth quarter comparable sales guidance. And I asked Cornell on this media call last night, hey, Brian, is your holiday season off to a better than expected start because of this guidance lift? My interpretation of his answer was yes. You have a lot of folks out there buying gifts early because they have the savings to do so. They want to buy these gifts before they're out of stock, and they're going to the likes of Target and, of course, also Walmart, like we saw in the results yesterday. But overall, the stock is the top trending ticker on the Yahoo Finance platform right now. It's under pressure. The stock hit an all-time high into this report. Not surprised to see this. The market, again, does not like to see this margin pressure from big box retailers. They're concerned that this will, in fact, get worse during the inflationary holiday season.
So here's a question for you, Brian, having been on that call. We heard a little bit from Walmart that it's a matter of trying to preserve market share and trying to cater to the customers by holding on price. Are we hearing anything from these executives that there is pushback on higher prices? I've not heard anything yet, but I do wonder if that's in the mix at all.
No, and you would have seen it, Julie, I think in the same store sales result for Target, Walmart, and we'll briefly mention TJ Maxx this morning. Prices are up across the board for apparel. Any things you buy, I mean, I just went to Nordstrom and dropped $190 on a pair of sneakers that probably only cost $2 to make. I mean, the inflation is very much out there, and by and large, you talk to these retail executives, they're not seeing a slowdown in traffic. They're not seeing a slowdown in sales. And I also think back to when we were when I talked to a lot of consumer products makers a couple weeks ago, when they reported earnings, they've pushed through a large amount of price increases. They're pushing through even more price increases over the next few months. So far, they have not seen the consumer trade down to cheaper alternatives.
You know, when you buy a new pair of sneakers, you got to put them on the shelf behind you. It's the Chung rule. Come on.
They don't fit. They don't fit. I don't have any shelves. They don't fit.
Oh, they don't fit on the shelf. You got to take some stuff off your shelves.
I'm size 12.
You cycle the sneakers onto the shelves. That's how it works.
The only thing fits is that my elephant there and some photos back there. That's all I got for you.
One other thing I want to mention when we talk about Target and Walmart, there has been so much sort of doom and gloom rhetoric heading into this holiday season. Doesn't seem to be really that it's going to play out that way. First of all, both of these big retailers are saying they're going to have enough stuff on the shelves. They're trying to clearly communicate that. I think Target said its inventory was up 18% in the last quarter, you know, and people are still spending. So it seems like that this sort of difficult holiday shopping season may have been exaggerated.
And it's broad too, Julie. It's not just consumers are going to Walmart and Target and buying groceries, hoping to save a couple of pennies because the likes of a Kroger or other their local supermarkets are too expensive. You have shoppers out there right now going to these discount stores, shopping the entire departments, leaving with $400, $500 baskets full of stuff, most of which they don't even need. Nonetheless, they're shopping for food, they're shopping for home goods, they're shopping for electronics, and they continue to shop for apparel. And that's something we saw in the TJ Maxx results as well, too. Here, TJ Maxx, strong in home goods, strong in Marshalls, strong in TJ Maxx, and another retailer out here saying that the fourth quarter or the holiday quarter, as I call it, is off to a strong start.
And they're also buying lumber, right? And tools and all of that other stuff that they buy at Lowe's. We heard from Home Depot yesterday. We heard from Lowe's this morning. Lowe's raising its sales forecast, saying now it expects about $95 billion for the full year. $92 billion was the prior forecast. Same-store sales at Lowe's up 2.6% in the third quarter. Analysts had been predicting a decline in that area. Those shares are up about 4%. And unlike, at least sort of what I've been seeing, unlike at a Walmart or Target, it doesn't look like the price thing is an issue for the likes of a Lowe's. Really, you're just hearing that so far from a Walmart and a Target. The others do seem to be taking those price increases.
Hey, if you need a new chainsaw, Julie, you're going to go out and buy this thing, whatever it costs, inflationary or not. You need a chainsaw and you need it right now. But I remain more of a Home Depot guy. Now, I think Home Depot, what they reported yesterday was very impressive, more so, just more impressive just in terms of execution relative to Lowe's. I think this quarter for Lowe's really reflects them cutting a lot of expenses, just doing things they should have been doing 5 years, now doing it better under new CEO Marvin Ellison. They also repurchased billions of dollars in stock, and that's another trend we can maybe explore later in the show. Another retailer, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, all out there very aggressively in the third quarter, reporting just buying back a ton of stock to prop up their earnings and alleviate any margin pressure and potential for them to miss on earnings here. But all in all, good quarter for Lowe's. I just think Home Depot was better. I also liked that Home Depot's same-store sales accelerated each month of the quarter here. They seem to have entered the holiday season with a good bit of momentum.
Yeah, most definitely.